Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 17th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. I'd like to start off this podcast with a great visit with Sherry Moore. Sherry Moore is with the Van Buren School System, who has been bringing special education students to Camp Courageous for years. Here's Sherry talking a little bit about Camp Courageous.
I am Sherry Moore, and I work for the Van Buren County Community School District. I'm a special education teacher. I have been for 14 years now, and I've been to Camp Courageous 13 times. This is where the kids who struggle every day at school, who cry to me that it's too hard, that they are angry and they are frustrated or they're sad about the way that they learn or the way that things are happening to them. This is where they flourish, and this is where I have goosebumps. This is where they come, and they are just totally different kids. They can just be successful at everything they do. Katie has been great to work with as far as getting everything organized and everything like that. Bonnie, our counselor, has been great to work with. It's just been a really good experience. Well, right now they're playing laser tag, which they are loving. Zip line, which is new to us this year, the way they're doing it, is amazing. I went myself, and it was awesome. They loved it. The tree climb is always good. Other things like that are adventurous for some of the kids that are maybe a little more timid or a little more nervous about things. They all did it. It was wonderful. They all had a great time.
If a teacher came up to you and said, hey, I'm considering this Camp Courageous thing.
I would say 1,000%. It's an amazing place. It gives me chills every time. Even though it's exhausting and hard work for the body, it is just uplifting for the mind and for the soul, because it's just, the kids are so successful all day long. And when it comes up time to sign up again next year, they're like, I have pictures on my phone and things like that. And so they're really excited, and they want to see the pictures and they want to see the videos that we take, and they want to encourage friends that are coming up in the grades or maybe that didn't come this year, that they want them to come next year, because it is such a great thing.
Thank you, Sherry. We look forward to you and your students coming back next year. Camp Courageous partnered with the Spinal Bifida Association of Iowa to host a second annual Camp So Bright camping session. This four-day session allowed those with spinal bifida to experience camp activities with those having similar life experiences. The theme this past week has been superheroes, and camp was packed with a lot of superheroes. Tomorrow, Sunday, starts our week for muscular dystrophy, always a very special big week here at Camp Courageous. This weekend is a respite care weekend, a time in which parents can bring their loved ones out with special needs, and they'll come in on Friday night and leave Sunday afternoon. Always a great time for the campers and also for the family. Travel campers from Camp Courageous recently had a trip to Michigan to see the scenic Mackinac Islands. They had a wonderful time exploring the area, enjoyed all the sights, great weather, great tours, and great shopping. After returning from Michigan, Emily took another group of campers down to Adventureland in Altoona. A great time was had there, as has been the case for decades. It was a treat this past week to have Carrie Lamb, who was a Matchuk, with her daughter Daphne and Reed visit Camp Courageous from Colorado. Carrie is the daughter of Gary Matchuk and was the granddaughter of Helen and Mike Matchuk. Those that represents four generations that have been involved with Camp Courageous. Gary, Craig, and Carrie gave a major gift to Camp Courageous in honor of their grandparents and parents. Helen and Mike were very involved in Camp Courageous from the earliest days. Helen passed away a number of years ago at the age of 100. They provided funding for the multi-purpose field and also for the zip line. A big thank you to Matchuk family and all their wonderful support. Fundraisers this week on Monday, we'll be down at Finkbine Golf Course, where the few Iowa members are having a fun-filled day of golf along with a lot of other activities to help support the camp. The day ends with awards and a wonderful prime rib dinner. A big thank you to Few Iowa for their support of Camp Courageous since 1981. Also, a big thank you to Al's Service Auto in Cedar Rapids. Since April 1st through June 30th, a portion of every dollar spent at Al's will help sponsor a camper at Camp Courageous. They've been doing this for a number of years, and we sure do appreciate all those folks at Al's Full Service in Cedar Rapids for making a difference in a camper's life. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It is run by 100% volunteers, the most wonderful people you ever want to meet. They sell new and lightly used items, everything and anything you can find there, from clothes to boots to shoes to all kinds of furniture, books, toys, videos, you name it, they have it. Once again, it's cash or credit cards are now accepted. A big thank you to all those people that donate items to the garage sale, for those volunteers that run the garage sale, and to all the shoppers. With summer ahead, the need of the week for campers and staff is protection from the sun. So we hope that you might consider a donation of sunscreen to the camp. If you go to the camp's website at campcourageous.org and go to their wish list, you can see where we are promoting Copper Tone Pure and Simple. It's 50%, and it's a good product. You can buy those for their spray-on. You can buy them for $11 a piece, or you can buy a three-pack for $33. So we sure do appreciate you considering providing Camp Courageous with spray-on sun protection. Camp Courageous is excited for the week to come with Muscular Dystrophy out here all week. And Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to visit Camp Courageous this year. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.